Sellers saying he practices up there in that district where he's been in active practice a great many years, Second Circuit, and that he understands there's a lot of political pressure being put on for other candidates. We must not overlook the ideological expertise qualification that this post demands. So he puts a little pressure on for Mr. Weinfeld. Now, I'm committed to Feinberg, and I want to get up there as soon as I can, as I think we sent it over, didn't we, to the bar?
Yes, sir, and I'm going to be able to move him along.
Let's get him over here so we can tell him. Now, how's the best way to reply to Seller? Just tell him we're committed to Feinberg.
Seller doesn't have any great feelings on the subject. I wouldn't worry about it, Mr. President. I just reply to him and say you're, you know, happy to have his views on it.
Well, I thought maybe I ought to call
or send
him
it over to
say,
me.
Maybe send over to you and you ought to just tell him that we're
all right.
Committed.
I'll do that.
I talked to the Attorney General, Bobby. He said that he's all right on it,
so
I'm ready to go on it. Now, they're trying to stir up trouble between the Kennedys and the President again about this judge in Boston. Bill Moyer says that one of our staff members was talking to some of Bobby's staff members over the weekend. I think you ought to be close enough to tell Bobby this, that they picked up that the Kennedy people, Bobby's and Teddy's folks, felt that I had tried to take advantage of them by naming Morrissey. I explained to Bobby, he said that's what they were telling that newspaper man, and I explained to him, now this is exactly what happened. I don't give a damn who's judge in Boston. Bobby asked me when he went out to do three things. Consider naming you acting attorney general for a few months till the election. Number one, so that you would, in the light of your sacrifices for many months with him. Number two, pardon Frank Boykin, because he had felt a little bad about it, and he was an old man, and he just felt like he'd gone through enough. Three, name Morrissey. He told me the president had agreed to name Morrissey as soon as the campaign was behind him. Had told his father that, and that now the president couldn't keep his commitment. He hoped I would. I took them all under advisement, and I'm going to do them all. And but I did it,
Bobby,
what I thought was on his recommendation. So I called him down last week and asked him if that is what I understood is correct, if he remembered it, if that's what he wanted done. He said yes. I said, what do you think I ought to do about it then? I told him what was in the file, what they'd said, what a fight we'd have. He said, well, it'd make a difference. They could get him confirmed without much difficulty. We'd have an editorial in the Post against him, and one in the Herald Tribune, one in the Times. He said he thought I ought to talk to Teddy, and then he'd like for me and Teddy to call his daddy. So I sent for Teddy and went over the same thing with him. He said that's what he wanted. And then he said he'd like to talk to the daddy, and I said, all right, let's call him. So we called him and talked to him. He started crying, and the girl said that he was very thrilled, happy that we had done it, but was emotionally upset and so happy that he finally got it done. So I told him then, Teddy, to leave my office and get you to immediately send it over.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any more from you. A day or two, I got it. So when I got it, I signed it. Now, I don't know what else could be done.
Well, I tell you, Mr. President, I've seen both Bobby and Teddy since then, and both of them have said how very gratified they were and how nice of it was for you to do it.
Well, I think I'm just taking
over. Bobby said to me, I saw him last night, he said, gee, that was nice of the president to name Frank Morrissey. So,
don't you let these people now start a fight there. Now, what they asked us, they didn't ask me, but they asked my assistant press secretary. When he announced it, Morrissey said, did the Kennedys approve this nomination? He said, yes, they recommended him. So this morning, Carol Kilpatrick came back and said, I want to be sure, Senator Bobby Kennedy recommend it? Bill Moyer said, well, I have to speak off the record, but I think both of them recommended him. So they're trying to start a fight. I think you ought to let him know this, and I'm just going to name him on the basis they recommended him, and I see Doris Gleason's got a mean column, how I tricked them into it or something. And I don't give a damn. I withdraw it tomorrow if they want it withdrawn. I just want to name who Teddy wants up there.
Well, I know they do, and I'll speak to both of them.
Now, what's happened to Brass?
Oh, I don't know, Mr. President. I'll check if they had a meeting this morning. I don't know whether they did or not. Eastland promised me he would be confirmed Monday or Tuesday when their next meeting, so I'll see if he got it. I haven't checked this.
Let me know, will you?